We'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday in still in Perek Yud Aleph. Let me just do it here. Still in Perek Yud Aleph, and we left off again in the red edition on page Kuf Beis. Right by Od Amru. Od Amru Zichronim Livracha, he quotes over your Gemara from Baba Kama, Kavagozel Eschavei Rafi Deshavei Pruta, whoever steals from his friend, even just a small amount like a Pruta, Kila Notal Nafsho Mimenu. It's as if he went ahead and he stole his soul from him. Hari Lecha Chomer HaAvon Azah Afilu B'Shir Muat. So let's remember again, we're still focusing on this idea of Nikios, and in this idea of Nikios, we have this Yisod that even things that look relatively minor ultimately could have major ramifications. And the Yisod being that very often these are things that are difficult to go ahead and rectify because a person often justifies the commission of these small little acts. Hari Lecha Chomer HaAvon Azah Afilu B'Shir Muat. So you see from here that something like Gezel, even less than a Shavapruta, right? We'll say again, a Shavapruta, which is such a minimal amount, yet we see again, Chazal treated so seriously. Va'amru od, ein ha'gishamim ne'etzarim ela ba'avon gazel. Rain is only withheld in Eretz Yisrael because of the sin of theft. V'chin amru, kupa malea avonos, mi mekatrik barosh kulam. If you have a person has a basket full of sin, which sin is it that turns against or that prosecutes against a person? First, gozel, theft, v'dor ha'mabul, lo nechtam gzardinam ela ala gozel, and the generation of the flood, their decree, their verdict was not sealed against them except with theft. V'imtar v'lvavcha, suppose now we've established thoroughly that theft is very bad, theft is exceptionally significant, and theft is one of those things that ultimately, again, entrenches itself in a person. Person comes to justify it, and therefore it's very difficult to purge oneself from it. But now he asks, this is really a follow-up from yesterday's conversation. Vim tarim b'vavcha, and if you'll say in your heart, ve'eich efshar lanu shalo lihishtadla b'masainu mataninu liratzos eschaverinu ala mikach v'ashavyo. So remember again, we said yesterday that making your object look, object is the wrong word, I'm looking for a different word, merchandise, thank you. Making your merchandise look very good so that somebody wants to buy it, or going ahead and being a good salesman, the Ramchal makes it sound a little bit like there's some element of guess, like there's some element of theft in that. So if a person has to be so exceptionally honest, how is a person supposed to go ahead and ever sell their merchandise? So look what he writes, and it's very important. This is chiluk godli yish b'davar. It's a very important chiluk. Kol marshu laharos hasakonim amitas tuvachevitz v'yafyo. You're allowed to be a good businessman. A person should be a good salesman. If you have a good product to sell, and you want to go ahead and you want to highlight the goodness of the product to the people whom you want to sell it to, then hinei ha'ishtadlus hahu tov v'yashar. Then it's appropriate. Then you want to go, you have something good to sell, you want to go ahead and you want to put in the effort to show the potential purchaser that you have something good to sell, then absolutely. Sometimes salesmanship is there in order to what? To mask the deficiencies in the product. Sometimes the salesmanship is there to take something that's a lemon and to show people that, oh, it's so wonderful, it's so beautiful. That's theft. That's theft. That's gezel. And I will say this is a very important klal in being an upright and truthful businessman. You want to go ahead and you have something good to sell and you want to show people the goodness of your product, that's fine. But to put window dressing on something, to put, you know, wrapping paper on something that is really not good. Or I will say, and I want to be clear, not good could even mean the product itself is fine, but you know deep down that it's not good for the person whom you're trying to sell it to. Right? Well, this is the other piece of this as well. I could have a wonderful product A, but when I sit down with Ruvain, I know deep down Ruvain doesn't need this product. I know the product, he doesn't need it at all. But I'm going to convince him that he needs it. So the Ramchal would say that's already a little bit bordering. Infomercials, right? Right. So again, insurance is important. Everybody has to have insurance, but Lamaisa, but is it? But how much insurance? Okay, so that, the point that he's making is You know, if you feel that what it is that you're offering, the product is good, and the product is necessary for the individual, then by all means, be a successful, be a good, be a persuasive businessman. But if at the end of the day you know that the product is not good, or the product is good, the product is not good for this particular individual, then to push it, ultimately, again, says Ramchal, becomes a little piece of gezel. Now, remember, the reason why he's spending so much time on this, and it's a lot of time, remember, we spend more time on gezel than anything else in this entire series so far, because remember, he's talking about things that are wrongful activities, but that people justify. So again, it's so easy to justify if you're the salesman. Look, is the product going to hurt the individual? Of course not. Is the extra insurance going to hurt the person? Chas v'shalom, it's not going to hurt them. They're not being put at a disadvantage. But lemaisa, you also know that I'm being disingenuous. So because that says Ramchal, that type of behavior creates within oneself a certain tinge of sin. And the problem with getting rid of that is that a person is so easy for a person to justify that it's not really sinful. Page Kuf Gimel. Lo olo omar me'inyan amidos shai beferish kasa bahen te'ovas Hashem elokecha kol esa'ela. So if you look at footnote 50, he says, lo omar kilomar lo archiv es adibor me'inyan hamidos ha'mishkalos kinzorach bekach shari. So remember, he says, we don't have to get into the other topic where this comes up, is in weights and measurements. So we don't have to really go ahead and get into the issue of weights and measurements, proper weights and measurements, because ultimately the Torah itself says it is abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone who uses inappropriate weights and measures. This is actually quite amazing, that the punishment for using false weights and measures is even worse than the punishment for immorality. Isn't that interesting? Va'amar, va'amru, and Chazal also said, ha-siton mekaneach midosav achos l'shloshim yom. Siton over here means ha-mochers, he writes in the footnote, ha-mochers sechora b'sitonos b'kamios gidolos. Someone, I guess we call this like a wholesaler, someone who sells merchandise in large quantities, should make sure to check his weights and measures once every 30 days. V'kol kach lama, why so much? It's pretty often to check your weights and measures. In order that he not ends up cheating any of his customers, below das, even without intent. This is another thing. Now, by the way, it's just interesting. What does that mean? That using deficient weights and measures is even worse than arayos, is even worse, you know, is even worse than immorality. So what are Chazal saying? They're both saying, in the end of the day, by the way, it's not, I mean, technically, it's not totally true, right? Arayos could definitely be worse. The idea that he's saying is, a person engages in immorality. You know, like, the act is what it is. Pretty much, you know, even if a person is a Baal Taiva, a person has incredible desires for things, if I do something immoral, I know it's immoral. I mean, I know it's immoral. There's no real way to sugarcoat an act of immorality. It is what it is. Weights and measures. It is so easy for a person to say, oh, what does it matter? So what, he's going to charge him an extra 3 cents, 4 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents. In the grand scheme of things, it makes no difference. And remember, here's the kicker, is that a person would say, and you know what, the truth is, the purchaser, it doesn't matter to the purchaser either. Right? You think he really cares about another 3, 4, 5 cents? So with behavior, also remember, the Ramchal's whole point is that sometimes the greatest challenge we face are not in the major sins we commit, because I know it's a major sin. I know I did something, I know I have to fix it. The greater challenge is in the smaller things that often we overlook and we're able to justify to ourselves as not being really negative behaviors. Those are the things that kind of sit in our heart, they sit in our neshama, and they fester. And over time, they grow into more negative behaviors. He goes on, Kol Shekin, let's just go a little bit weiter. Kol Shekin, Haribis Shegodl Hu Kikofer Beloke Yisrael. So if somebody charges interest, so remember Chazal say that charging interest is as if you are negating the existence of the God of Israel, Chas v'Chalila. Va'omu zechon l'vracha, apasuk, v'neshech nason, v'sar bislokach, v'chai. The pasuk says, right, v'chai lo yichya. Could a person think that they're going to give neshech, they're going to go ahead and pay interest and live? It's not true, they won't live. She'eno chai l'tchias misavos. So listen to this. This is wild. That Chazal say that a person who lends with interest will not go ahead and come back from the den. They won't experience tchias amesim. Because someone who lends with interest, ultimately, again, he and his ashes, his dust, right, they're disgusting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ramchal says, I feel no interest feel no interest. I feel no need to go ahead and expound on this. Shekvar emasa muteles al kol ish Yisrael. Because everyone knows the severity of lending with interest. So we'll say again, remember, same thing over here. Why is he bringing this up here? Because lending with interest is one of the easiest things to justify. Why? Why? Time value of money. Right? At the end of the day, I'm taking $1,000 of my money that I could be using, I could be investing, I could be using, and Reuven wants it. I want to do a chesed. I want to do something nice for Reuven. But why should I have to encounter a loss in order to go ahead and do something nice for Reuven? And let's compound that, right? Compound it. Reuven says, I have no problem paying the interest. Because why? Because Reuven knows that the interest rate I'm offering him, right, is going to be lower than the interest rate he's going to find anywhere else. So the Maisi, you can have a situation where both parties are agreeable. It's not like I'm not a loan shark. I'm charging him even below the market rate. I just don't want to lose on my chesed. Totally legitimate. Yet the Torah says that it's wrong. So we'll say you see a pattern that these type of negative behaviors that don't appear to be all that negative, but that a person could easily justify, the Torah deals with swiftly and severely, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu realizes that a staff of those things that are quote-unquote small in nature, that we do, that we justify, that therefore become part of who we are, that taint and tarnish the entirety of our being, and are so difficult to purge from within. Those are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an especially strong posture with. Amno, klal shel davar. So we'll say, the klal is, kimo shechandas hamamon rabba, just like the desire for money is great, kein machshalos of rabbin, so too the obstacles for acquiring money are great as well. Ukedei shiyah adam naki mehem ba'anas, in order that a person should be naki, should be pure, should be cleansed from any of these things, Iyun godol v'diktuk rav tzarechlo. Person requires an incredible iyun and diktuk rav. Person requires a lot of introspection. Then niko mimenu yeda shigia kvar lemadrega gidola. And if a person ultimately has reached the level where lemaisa they are cleansed or they are free from any of these chemdas mamon, desirous of money things, then a person realizes that he has reached an incredible level. Ki rabim yischastu ba'anofim rabim me'anfei achasidus. We'll stop over here with this line, but this is an incredible statement. Ramchal writes, because there are many people that have reached heightened and elevated levels of chassidus, of piety, and yet when it comes to money, they're unable to really perfect and advance themselves. But Shabbat said, we know, and we could, the truth is, it's absolutely understandable. Because again, you could be pious in every area of life, but money, the desire for money, the need for money, is so strong that even otherwise good people find ways and reasons to compromise their morality and to compromise their righteousness. Right? So we'll stop over here, pick up Emir Hashem on page Kuf Gimel tomorrow.
That's how I feel about food.
Not food. Okay.
Is
everyone has their thing, 100%, and that's, and by the way, the interesting part is what the Ramchal is also highlighting is that it's fascinating that for many of us, the thing that we struggle with most is not necessarily like of the most severe of averus. It's just a negative behavior. And the problem is, it's something that's so easily justifiable and like excusable. Now, whatever, everybody has their weakness. Chal says, if you don't deal with those things, those are things ultimately that could taint the personality. It's different.